Are you ready to hear children laughing and playing outside again? We are too. That's why we need your help to launch an Acton Children's Business Fair in your community. It's easier than you think. If you and your children will invite some friends and provide a safe place to showcase five or more booths, they'll provide the rest and up to $500 in prize money. It's a gift in celebration of the curiosity and drive of young entrepreneurs all around the world. Start your audition to host a fair in your community or find out more at podcast.childrensbusinessfair.org. Hello and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Many of our listeners are right around the age when they are losing their baby teeth and their new adult teeth are coming in. Olivia has been losing her baby teeth too. Olivia, how many teeth have you lost already?
I already lost 5 teeth.
And you have a couple of loose teeth right now, so you'll be able to add a few more to that number very soon. Losing teeth can be very exciting. In our family, we all guess when the next loose tooth will come out and see who gets closest to the correct date.
My grandma guessed the exact day that my first tooth would come out.
You're right, she did.
It's also exciting because I get a visit from the tooth fairy.
And that's a lot of fun too. But we also have to remember that there is a big responsibility that comes with losing your baby teeth and getting your beautiful adult permanent teeth.
You have to remember that your permanent teeth are permanent, and that means that you have to take really good care of them.
That's right. Taking care of your teeth is really important. Your adult permanent teeth are going to be the teeth you have for the rest of your life, so you have to treat them right and keep them clean. Today, we are going to learn about a tool that helps make sure our teeth are clean and healthy.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Okay, here we go. Hello, Olivia and your dad. My name is Easton, and I'm 6 years old, living in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was originally born in Atlanta and just moved here in 2019. We listen to your podcast all the time, mostly on the way to school and on the way home. I've learned so many great facts from this podcast. My favorite episode was the one about blood. I was hoping to see if you guys could do a podcast about toothbrushes. You know, when was the first toothbrush invented? What kind of material was it made with? And who invented the toothbrush? I'm just getting super curious about toothbrushes. Can't wait to hear back. Easton.
That was an amazing email, Easton. We are so excited to get curious about toothbrushes this week for you.
It was an amazing email, and I'll let you know what's even better. Easton left us a voicemail to let us know what he's curious about. Check this out.
Hello, my name is Easton, and I'm from Utah, Salt Lake City, and I'm 6, and I'm getting curious about toothbrushes.
Hey, Easton, thanks for the voicemail. You're the best.
We love it when we get voicemails. Next time you're curious about something, leave us a voicemail at 856-425-2324 so we can play your voicemail when we get curious about your topic. All right, Olivia, let's learn about toothbrushes. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what is the most common toothbrush color?
Whatever color your toothbrush is, one thing is for sure. Toothbrushes are super important. Many polls list toothbrushes as the most important invention people can't live without. Whenever there is an invention as important as the toothbrush, I always wonder what people did before it was invented.
Did all the cavemen have cavities and all their teeth were rotten and gross?
So, I looked into this and was surprised to learn that ancient people didn't really have cavities or serious problems with their teeth. Their teeth were healthy, even though they never brushed them. How were they so lucky?
It's probably because their diet was so different from ours.
That's exactly right. They didn't eat cake, cookies, fast food, processed foods, foods loaded with sugar. They also didn't drink soda. These are the kinds of things that love to destroy your teeth. They ate mostly rice, meat, fruits, and vegetables. Foods that are not sugary, not processed, and are high in vitamins and minerals that help keep your teeth strong.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People started looking for ways to clean their teeth about 7,000 years ago.
The ancient Egyptians scrubbed their teeth with a powder that had pretty unique ingredients.
They scrubbed their teeth with burnt eggshells, ox hooves, and pumice rock.
The Romans took a different approach and used pointy tree twigs to clean their teeth, similar to the way toothpicks are used today. The Greeks cleaned their teeth using rough cloths. Thousands of years ago, there were other interesting tools used for teeth cleaning.
Animal bones, bird feathers, and porcupine quills have also been used.
Wow, all of that sounds pretty painful. As you can imagine, this was an area that needed a new invention that was more sensible.
The first toothbrushes with bristles were invented about 1,500 years ago.
This happens during the Tang Dynasty in China. Are you wondering what the bristles were made out of? Well, if you guessed hog bristles, you are correct. It turns out that hog bristles are very sturdy, flexible, and durable, so they worked pretty well at brushing teeth. The hog bristles were attached to a handle made from bamboo or bone.
You could still find hog bristle paintbrushes being used today.
It's unlikely that many people are brushing their teeth with hog bristle these days, but hog bristle paintbrushes are not too hard to find. Anyways, Europeans thought that hog bristles were a bit too firm, and brushing with hog bristles wasn't comfortable. So they started using horsetail hair instead. It wasn't uncommon for people to brush their teeth with horsetail hair as recently as 80 to 100 years ago.
The first popular toothbrushes were invented by William Addis of England.
He has a fascinating story. In the year 1770, he was put into prison for starting a big fight. He saw someone at the prison use a broom to sweep the floor, and that gave him an idea. Maybe he can make something a bit like a mini broom to help sweep his teeth. He saved a bone from one of his meals at the prison and drilled holes into the bone. He got some bristles from one of the prison guards and tied them together, put them into the holes in the bone, and glued the bristles into place.
Boom! We have a toothbrush!
After he was let out of prison, he opened up his own business, made tons of toothbrushes, and became very successful at selling toothbrushes inspired by a broom he saw in prison. When William Addis passed away, he gave the business to his oldest son. The business, called Wisdom Toothbrushes, that's a great name, was in the Addis family until 1996. They now make about 70 million toothbrushes every year in the United Kingdom.
Today, many toothbrushes have plastic handles and nylon bristles.
And that includes regular toothbrushes as well as electric toothbrushes.
Most Americans didn't brush their teeth every day until about 80 years ago.
It wasn't until American soldiers came home from World War II. While at war, American soldiers were expected to have outstanding hygiene and to keep themselves very clean and healthy. When they returned home, those habits spread to other Americans until brushing teeth multiple times a day became the norm.
It's really important to brush, floss, I'm not talking about the dance either. Eat healthy foods that's good for your teeth and see your dentist regularly.
Those are great reminders. Here are some other helpful hints. Pick the right toothbrush for you. In many cases, soft bristles are better than hard bristles, but your dentist can help you find a great toothbrush. Also, change your toothbrush frequently. Many recommendations say 3 to 4 months, but make sure to change them at least every 6 months. Also, don't forget not to rush. Lots of people don't brush long enough, which is at least 2 minutes and at least twice a day. And because they don't brush for long enough, many people brush too hard so they can do more work in less time. But that isn't good either. Brushing your teeth should be more like a massage for your teeth and gums and should not be rushed. Also, don't brush back and forth like many people mistakenly do. Start from the gums and go up and down in a circular motion, working your way to all the teeth. Don't forget your gums. It's really important that the gums get attention when you brush. Follow all of these simple rules for clean and healthy teeth. All right, let's answer the question of the week. What is the most popular color for toothbrushes?
The most popular color is blue, and that's my favorite color. Yay for blue!
My toothbrush is white. I guess that's kind of boring. I need to get a fun toothbrush next time around. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 137, on toothbrushes.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Easton, for the breath-freshening topic. Our next episode is going to go really well with toothbrushes. Next week, we are going to get curious about water for a listener in New Haven, Connecticut, and it's going to be awesome. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.